stood out to me that the approach that the school board and the superintendent are taking is not working as well as it needs to. And I think that this report, talking about the widening achievement gap in Montgomery County, should be a wake-up call to our superintendent and our school board. And I'm not sure it is. I'm not sure that they have really understood the importance of this and the fact that what they're trying is not working the way that it needs to. So we need a new approach from our superintendent and our school board that the county council, the county executive, the community can get behind and help fund to make sure that we are able to say that every child in this county can get a world-class education no matter where they live, no matter where they come from. And right now, it's becoming increasingly difficult to say that. And if we lose our quality schools in this county, or if certain parts of the county become known for poor schools, the whole county is going to suffer. It's going to dramatically affect our quality of life and dramatically affect our ability to attract good companies here and to grow our tax base.
What sorts of things would you push for as county executive to help reverse this?
Well, you need to push the superintendent and the school board to do certain things, to realize that what they've been trying is not working and that they need new approaches. And they're the education experts. They're the ones who need to come up with what to do inside the classroom. Outside the classroom, there's a lot that we can do. We have a Linkages Learning Program, which deals with family issues of families living in poverty. It deals with providing health care and other things to these families. So there are things we can do in the broader community to help these children as well, but we need to make sure that we focus on inside the classroom and inside the school and get our educators to give us the answers as to how best to approach that. And then my job as county executive is to find the funding and help build the public support to make that happen. And we need to try something new. If that doesn't work, we need to try something new after that. There needs to be a greater sense of urgency to solving this problem.
New superintendent since when you were executive, is that part of the issue?
Well, I would say that the jury is still out, and he's been here for a while, and I've listened to him speak a few times, and he's done a wonderful job. I think the school system is looking for more direction from him and from the school board. They're looking for an action plan of what to do and how to address that. And that action plan needs to be measurable. We need to be able to tell the public, here's what we're doing. Here's the plan of how we're going to attack this problem. Here's what it's going to take in terms of resources and dollars. And then here's how we're going to measure whether it's working or not. And I think what's missing is the measurement piece of it. That they're trying things, but we need to be able to tell the voters that they're getting results for the dollars they're paying. We need to be able to tell the taxpayers of this county that the money we're spending on our schools is producing good results. And I think that's something that's lacking and something that really needs to be focused on. We need to show the people that their money's being well spent and that improvements are being made in our schools.